When President Obama commandingly took to the lectern on Monday and uttered the phrase about equality guiding our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, it was a historical moment of compassion. Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law, Obama said. For if we truly are created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well. For 40 years, I've been waiting to hear an American president actually talk to me and not at me. Though I've never been bludgeoned, tear-gassed, or hosed off a street screaming, like inaugural poet Richard Blanco, who recently wrote of the pervasive homophobia he suffered from his grandmother, many of us have been resigned to the silence and anxiety of otherness. Since the age of 18, I've watched gay friends die under the scourge of AIDS as their respective families swept their memories under rugs. When my own partner of 11 years passed away last year, it was nearly impossible to navigate that otherness without the comfort of the social or legal conventions any American should expect. We were never allowed to be married. I don't think many Republicans saw the same speech I did. Senator John McCain immediately poo-pooed that he would like to have seen more outreach to conservatives. Senator John Thune echoed that gripe of exclusion. While after 4 years of Republican scorched-earth obstructionism aimed explicitly at tearing Obama down wholesale, I'm glad the president instead decided to include my gay brothers and sisters. We've waited long enough. I think it's our turn.